Hello and good afternoon all to the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra,
and welcome to the 2013 Castro Valley High School CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra Festival. My name is Dr. John Felder, and it will be my pleasure to listen to you perform and to give you some feedback, and I hope that my comments will prove helpful. So I want to wish you the very best of luck. Okay, we are ready to begin. Okay, nice start. Make sure when you start, yuck-dick-a-dick-da-dick-da-dum, you really keep that subdivision right off the bat. Make sure that when you're doing this pattern, you're giving a little bit of very nice. I'm looking around. Very nice position. Those of you in the back stands, make sure you're looking forward. Very nice dynamic. Some of you having that wrist too close to the fingerboard. Make sure that there's space so that you can start to develop the vibrato. You have room for that fourth finger to move. Good job, cellos. Make sure that you're really feeling the coordination, the movement of the bow and movement of your left hand fingers exactly together. Make sure that the placement is not comfortable for your hand, but comfortable for your ear. So really, you use your ear when you're using that high two. Opportunity to have a little yum bum 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 melodic. Make sure you allow that to come out. That little descending scale is like a little bit of melodic interest. Good. Make sure everybody's using more bow here. Good. And when you retake it, you get all the way to the far. So it has to be really a quick motion. Be thinking ahead of time. Good. Nice job. I appreciate the vibrato in the bass section. Doing a great job out there. Everybody could use just a little more weight when you're coming into the eighth note. Yum, bum, beam, bum, bum. Okay? Make sure you watch together. Yeah. I got a little bit out of sync. Okay, but that was a lot. lovely diminuendo. I would say maybe on that fermata, go all the way to the tip, hold just a second, then retake and go. Yeah. Can you relax your wrist a little bit more, violins? Okay, so you're not doing it all in the arm. Okay, use the wrist a little bit, maybe your fingers a little bit, so that it's a little bit more rhythmic. More bow here first. Good. A very nice position for the most part. Don't let that wrist come out or in. Okay, so it's all in a nice straight line with your elbow. And yeah, nice bow placement at the end. Yeah, yeah. That was nice. Very, very well rehearsed. You rehearsed kind of the position that you want to start with the bow. So that's very nice. I think in that piece, might have a little bit more a sense of the style. If you could dig in to the eighth note, ya, da, da, using a little bit more weight. And then in the fast section, maybe to use a little bit lighter wrist, so you do more with your wrist, and experimenting so that it doesn't come all into your arm to do those quick motions. Good. Nice job, violas. Can you make that last note kind of hang over the bar line? Do-da-dee-da. So it doesn't bump. It kind of connects to the downbeat. Cello downbeat and bass. Control of the violins. Nice job of giving it kind of very glistening effect with the slow bows. Even at this level, you can really listen to the sound at the bow change. Can you connect it so that your bow change and your fingers are instantaneously moving together? So that that sound in these legato sections will change. Yeah. That pattern. Bum, 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 bum. Can you increase the weight with even more yin, bum, bum? Get a little bit of a crescendo each time. means I think you can come over the fingerboard a little bit more for your pits. Tend to get a little bit more sound than if you stay near to the bridge. And those of you cellos and basses who are using vibrato when you're playing arco, can you also put a little vibrato on the pits? Gives a little bit more color to the sound. Come all the way back to the frog. Let's see everybody in the violin section using as much bow as you can. In this forte section, we really want to have a big, gorgeous sound. So come all the way to the frog, all the way to the tip. Good. Those of you who have the 16ths, make sure you're watching. You know this music very well. You don't need to watch your music too much. As I'm looking towards the back, I see some of you kind of scrunched over. Could you move your music stands a little bit higher and really concentrate on bringing your violin or your viola? Good. Make sure every step stays right with your conductor's left hand. He's being very sensitive. So if you could bring your instrument up to your body rather than letting your body come down. That way your elbows are free, your arms have a little bit more easy time moving. Good, yeah, it's very lovely. Again, that's an opportunity for you to come all the way to the tip, and then when you run out of bow, just keep your bow on the string, okay? And just kind of freeze, and then when the conductor moves his hands, then you can move the bow. Then it kind of keeps the audience in this entranced state. Makes even that much more exciting. Okay, now Southland in Springtime. Carefully. There's another one where you should know the rhythm so well that you can just keep your eyes right on your conductor. Yeah. Soloists, you can come forward. The spotlight is on you, so you really need to jump out of the texture. We don't have to look for you. We know where you are by ear. This is a fun one to play. So, you want to have rhythm. Can you get a little bit closer to the frog and a little bit closer to the bridge so that we can hear the edge of the sound? Now, I'm not quite lining up yet. So, again, I think it'd be easier for you to get those rhythms out if you use a little bit more edge. So closer to the bridge, closer to the frog. Good. And make a lighter wrist. Some of you still have your wrist rigid, so it's the movement of the elbow and the arm that has to do all of the bow changing. Okay? So pretend that somebody is holding on to your forearm below the wrist, and you can't move the wrist. Now play just with your wrist and fingers, okay? So you kind of feel what that's like, and then I bet that rhythm will just pop out. Clearly, this is a piece that you enjoy playing. A good spot for even more bows. So on those quarter notes in 64 and beyond, I would use full bows, every quarter note. Okay? We want to have the bass and cellos make us feel like, Dr. Death is coming. Good. Three. And they three are conducting the move. Okay. That was a very spirited performance. You're getting great instruction, great direction from the podium, and you're doing a very fine job. Generally, good posture, good hand position. So you're making very nice progress. Thank you very much for your performance.